This is Derek Prince with a word for you from the Word. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love thee. God requires all his people from every nation, every background, to be concerned about the peace of one particular city. That city is Jerusalem. Those words of exhortation to prayer are addressed to all the people of God who believe the Bible. God says we are all expected to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And he adds a beautiful promise that if we love Jerusalem and pray for her peace, we shall prosper. That word translated prosper means not primarily material prosperity, but it means to be at ease, to be relaxed, to be free of worry and concern and care. And the secret of that is being united in heart with God's purpose. God's purpose is peace and blessing and restoration for Jerusalem and for the nation of Israel. And as we unite in prayer with God's purpose, then we enter into his plan of prosperity, of peace. We are at rest in a world of turmoil. The reason why that God requires us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem is that in his perfect plan, the peace and the prosperity of all nations depends upon that of Jerusalem. So it's in our own interest, it's for our own good that we are concerned for the peace of Jerusalem, that we pray for Jerusalem's peace, because when Jerusalem enjoys peace, all nations will enjoy peace. And until that time, no nation can enjoy true and lasting peace.